Well, hello everyone. Here we are once again. Your four friendly neighborhood.
How's it going, Anthony?
It's going well.
What are we introing today?
We are introing an intro. I don't even know. We're introing a mid-season greeting.
Well, mid-season's greeting to everyone.
This is the off-season.
You're right. This is the off-season.
This is the mid-off-season's greetings.
Yes. Mid-off-season's greeting to everyone.
We are rusty in the off-season.
It's been a hot minute.
This is not going well.
Wait, guys, I just had a great idea.
Okay.
We need to do an Aventus Icons draft at some point.
So Dwight Nelson is in the A-League?
Wait, hold on. Who would be, if you had first pick, who would it be?
Well, we need to establish rules as like active or like all time.
A
quick reminder, I know nothing about
Delker.
Sports. I don't know anything about sports or draft.
If you're not drafting Ellen White first, are you even an Adventist?
Yeah. I mean, she's number one overall.
She's the LeBron of Adventism. Is that what we're saying?
The Pablo Sanchez of Adventism.
I guess we do need to establish rules.
Knows what that means.
Is Jesus in this draft?
No,
because if so, I feel terrible.
Jesus is
retired. Adventist.
Would he have been Adventist?
That's for another episode.
Yep.
Tune in to find out.
Tune in for season 5.
What's happening this? Or I guess we're trying to thank people for something.
True. That's the goal here. Yeah, we realized that we reached 50K listens last season. So we're here to just thank you all. We're flabbergasted, to be honest. Sean, how do we feel?
I legitimately thought for the first couple seasons that we maybe got 10 to 20 listens
throughout
the entire season. Like just our moms 5 times listened to each episode.
Just playing it on Spotify throughout the night.
Guys, I have something wild just to express to you guys, and it's coming out of a space of deep repression. But we have 50K listens, and there is somebody who is not in those 50K listens, and that person is my wife. Do you guys' wives listen to this?
That's amazing.
No, not at all.
Sorry, Anthony. My bad. But
the funny thing is that she actually listened to every episode before when I was.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so maybe I was the only one.
Does she still listen?
I highly doubt it.
Oh man! Okay.
Oh man!
Sean and Eric, do your wives listen to this?
You know, sometimes,
Michelle has. She's mentioned it.
Yeah.
Eric, does Michelle listen to this?
Only Michelle will listen to it if I put it on.
Okay,
otherwise, no.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Chloe has not listened on her own volition to a single episode of our podcast. And when I asked her earlier today, as I was guilting her about this, I asked her why not, and she says, "I hear enough of you guys talking already." Don't need to. And I was like,
"That's amazing."
I was like, "But we're talking about like serious things on the podcast," mm-hmm. And she's like, "Yeah, I don't care. I've heard enough of you guys." So,
foul criticism.
I was going to say that Rochelle probably only listens to the episode where Sean is not in them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't generally listen to an episode if Sean's in it, so.
There it is.
But yeah, 50,000, that's pretty cool.
It really is. We're really grateful. Sean is totally right when he says, I definitely legitimately thought the same thing. We never sought out to amass a following to create content to be that. So, yeah, thank you guys. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I just want to tell everybody, and I mean this with my whole heart, that Sean has totally sold out. Like, we didn't start this to gain listeners.
We didn't do it for the clout.
Like, Sean's like messaging us like, "Guys, I think that we're like, you
this
know,
this Gatorade brand will give us."
Sean's like, I'm willing to sell us out to anybody who will come be a sponsor. So I just want to point that out. And yeah,
it's amazing.
Listen, it's all about the heart of reaching more people with the content we have.
You're right. And it's for the ministry.
It's about the flock.
It's
you're right.
It's all for the greater good. It's just sometimes you gotta start thinking creatively and how to do that. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm still blown away. Just blown away.
Fine. I get it. However you have to justify it, I get it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. It helps me sleep at night.
Yeah. No, but it is wild. I mean, I did think that it was just our moms too. We have a lot of people that'll come up to us and say that they've been listening. So if you're someone who's come up to one of us and said that you listen, then this is us mentioning you, not by name, but just in general. So,
well, we should shout out our Patreon supporter.
We should.
Yeah. We've barely plugged this thing. Like, I don't even remember the last time we talked about it. And then we were looking today and we're like, oh yeah, we have a Patreon. And then someone's like, oh, like someone's giving us money. And then we looked at it and we have like $4. So
a giant among men, Sean, who is it? You have the list.
So, Aaron Massey,
yeah.
Has been giving us money since August of last year.
Nice.
And has been on our Patreon support page here, and he's been giving $1 a month. So,
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much, man.
Guess what? No matter how much money we make from now on, he will always be our first Patreon supporter.
He'll be the first one.
Yeah. No one else can replace Aaron.
So when we create like handcrafted wooden effigies of ourselves as Patreon bonuses, he's going to be the one to get it for having the founder package.
Yep. There we are. Exactly. Yeah. Nice. Can we talk about the effigies though? Because I have some serious concerns about the whole graven images aspect of our faith.
It's true. That could be a good idolatry episode.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, we have season 5 coming up and we're discussing some of the stuff that will end up going into that season. But do you guys like on the topic of money, should we, yeah, let's just talk about the fact that we're trying to up the value of our podcast, like when it comes to like what we're offering to listeners. So from video and some other stuff like that to being able to host our podcast and things like that, all of that costs money. And so we don't usually ask for money, but here we are begging on our knees, pleading before the masses.
We want to be rich. That's really the long and short of it. So
just $100.
As church workers, that's really our goal.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I got into this for the money. That was really what it was. Yeah.
Literally.
That's when you switch from engineering to theology.
Yeah. I was just
literally. That's what you were thinking.
If it worked for the Pope, then it can work for me.
If it worked for the Pope.
He was an engineering major at Walla Walla University.
I mean, to be fair, Anthony switched from mass communications to,
you know what?
That's true.
That was a step up.
That was a step up.
Who knows what I was going to do? I took Spanish 5 times. Like,
still doesn't speak it.
Still doesn't speak it. Literally.
Oh, man. I mean, I think that the thing that we do know is that Sean, as a teacher, he doesn't need any money at all.
True.
Just have to work 9 months rolling out of the year.
In fact, we could give him like 17 volunteer positions and he would still have the time to be able to do all those things as a teacher. So, yeah.
It's actually mainly the ping pong coach part that makes the big money these days.
Yeah.
The volunteer extracurricular ping pong coach.
Yeah. You have no idea.
That's all you're racking it in.
Yep.
Jesse works 52 days a year. So.
See, Eric, here's the thing. You don't work for the church anymore, so you don't even matter. You don't matter to us.
Well, Jesse, the other way is true, also true. He's a free agent. He can say whatever he wants. He can't be canceled. He can't be fired.
That's true. Yeah.
So I wanted to mention, too, like, this is not a season 5 intro episode to not get people's hopes up that it's coming anytime soon. This is definitely an off-season episode. We haven't done that before, but just to...
And by off-season, we mean all of 2023.
Hopefully not that long, but you know, it might be a little bit, and so you know, we're still alive. We are planning season 5, and if you want to stay connected with us, we would encourage you to check us out on Instagram. We do post are trying to post more frequently there to engage with you guys, asking questions, giving updates.
Can we just be clear about something? This is sort of a behind the scenes episode at this point. Can we just be clear about something? Any post that you see that is not up to the general standards verbally or visually of seeking what they sought is Sean and Sean alone.
Listen.
Coming up with something because Eric or Anthony have not gotten him content in a timely manner. So he literally at this point is he will threaten us. He will say, if nobody sends me content, I'm just going to post whatever. And then that's how he gets content on time.
Yep. Throwing me under the bus today.
No, I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm saying that you use that as a threat in order to get content on time.
We would be dead. We would be dead.
What would we do without Sean? Without Sean's clip art, how would we? Sean, I really appreciate you.
But I know that I've talked to a number of people that listen exclusively to either Spotify or iTunes or another way of listening, but they don't engage on social media. And that's fine. You can still obviously just listen. But if you are wanting to see updates on season 5 or just see other things that we're doing, we might do live streams, ask questions. There might be some other things that we try out this next year. We would definitely encourage you to check out Instagram. That's our main area that we're going to be
going to tar and feather Sean live on camera. Sorry, that wasn't in the plans. That was just an idea I came up with just now.
Anything for the views, Jesse. One of our sponsors asked for that, actually, so that makes sense. But
was it Churchill Incorporated?
See, so one of the things that I just want to point out, and this is a long shot, I'm just going to say it now. Again, this is behind the scenes.
Jesse, I'm going to interrupt you only because you interrupt me all the time.
Yeah,
I said that out of love. I literally had this image of like some shadow corporation sending us emails to sponsor us. That's like JC Incorporated or something, and it's like the weirdest things all about Sean.
There's just a request. Hey, can you do a sponsor segment where Sean just makes a fool of himself constantly, and then yeah. Just to point out, this is a long shot. I'm just going to say it now, just because we're having fun with this episode. Sean is long shotting Ted Wilson for this season.
Yes.
He's just like, I'm just going to go for Ted Wilson. I'm going to go for the big gun.
I believe in it.
It's a realistic goal.
Yeah, I believe in it.
We're going to try. We've got some big plans this season. We'll
see. Which is hilarious because if you're listening to this episode and then all of a sudden in the future you're seeing a Ted Wilson episode, the tone of that episode will be nothing like this episode at all. It is going to be so much more serious and respectful. Whereas, yeah, anyways, so.
100%.
Yeah, just wanted to out that.
So,
see how it goes.
I think that's the main stuff we wanted to go over. Just thank you for listening. Hopefully we haven't burned all those bridges with this episode, but
right.
just lose all credibility after this. But, you know, that it does mean a lot. I've had so many conversations, emails, messages, just that it has connected you to our church in a way that you haven't felt before. That blows me away because all of us, you know, who are we, right? We're just having conversations. This all started literally 4 or 5 years ago where we were just having phone conversations about church issues. And we're like, hey, we should just try recording that for an experiment. We really never had any big long-term goals. So just the fact that we're talking about trying to expand and grow what we see now as a ministry because of all of you listening and connecting with us, you know, that's possible because of you guys. So anything that you know you want to continue to share with us through email, through messages, we do read those. Sometimes it takes a while to respond, but we do read them, we do discuss and really think carefully over those suggestions and ideas that you guys come up with. So thank you.
I really want to echo what Sean said, especially as it pertains to the series we ended our last season with LGBT Adventists in the Bible. I think the number of responses we got, the heartfelt responses, whether it's comment, email, we got numerous emails, excuse me, from you guys, different listeners, just sharing your story, sharing your experiences. those are really meaningful to us. And we read them all. We try to respond to all. And so, yeah, we joke around a lot. It's the nature of our friendship, but we care about, we have come to care about this podcast a lot and about you guys. So thank you so much for listening and interacting and everything. So gratefulness.
Yeah.
The last word will be brought to us by Eric, who says very little.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
where can they pay us?
I feel like Eric was about to be heartfelt and Sean jumped to the money, therefore confirming what Jesse said earlier.
Eric, you made a t-shirt.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. You can buy our t-shirt that helps support us. And hopefully you like the shirt. Don't buy it if you don't like it. In that case, just send us money. I think basically all on our Instagram in the bio, there should be a link tree that you can find. Mm-hmm. If you do want to, help us out with producing this next season, just go over there and Anthony will put some links in there. Yes. To how you can help us out. But,
for sure.
Yeah, no, thank you to everyone who's listened. I don't really personally hear stories from people because I don't have friends in real life anymore. But when Jesse or Anthony or Sean sometimes share a story of someone that, came up to them and talked about how a discussion we had was beneficial or helpful to them and their faith and life, it's very gratifying and rewarding, and that's what makes it worthwhile for us, mm-hmm. among benefiting from these conversations ourselves.
Definitely.
That was so sincere, Eric.
See, we need more of Eric.
He was reading off a teleprompter.
There it is.
Do you want a hot body? You want a Bugatti?
Eric, this can't end in good places. Britney Spears did not end this in good places.
That's so true. Eric gets this look in his eye where it's not going to end well, and he had that look a second ago. So. Yep.
But yeah, so just to end this, I just wanted to say we're joking about money and stuff like that. We honestly don't ask for money because it's a relatively uncomfortable thing for us to ask for, because to be sincere, we're not in this for the money. We were just having conversations as friends, so we started that. But what we did figure is that we can do some things that will help add value to the podcast for listeners and for the expansion of the podcast to other people who might benefit from this conversation. So if you do have the extra extra money and are willing to give, that's something that would be greatly appreciated. But if you don't, then don't give, because you don't have the money. So so that's the spiel.
So essentially, to add maybe some final clarity, we're going to be communicating with you guys just for the ways that you can help us, and as well as updates going forward into the future and what you can expect. So you'll be able to see that on the Instagram and Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Pretty much, if you don't follow us on Instagram, please do. Because
do we have a Facebook?
We post there more often than we post our bi-weekly or...
That's true. So if you're a Spotify or iTunes only listener, maybe hit us up on Instagram, because we have pretty much all of our updates are there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And if you're a boomer,
we love you. We appreciate
good
you.
Luck.
Good luck.
We're on Facebook too.
We are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Beautiful. Well, I guess.
All right.
All right. See you all in 8 months.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
What? I don't know, Jesse. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. We'll find out this season.
And outro.